This is one of the first tour groups to leave China, moments after a ban on group travel was partially lifted on Monday. The tourists' flight left the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou at 15 minutes past midnight.
I signed up as soon as I got the news of overseas tour resumption. I travel with my wife and my daughter.
Last month, the government allowed Chinese travel agencies to provide outbound group tours to 20 countries as part of a pilot program. Countries in Southeast Asia were some of the most highly searched destinations by Chinese nationals. Before the pandemic, Thailand welcomed 11 million visitors from China. It's expecting 5 million this year and expects them to spend nearly $30 billion.
We are very happy, and I'm sure that the coming back of Chinese would be boost up the Thai economy significantly, because as you know that the revenue from the Thai tourism industry is share about very close to 20% of the GDP. So I think it's been proved that the coming back of China, or China is back, is the key of success of the Thai tourism this year.
In Bali, Indonesia, officials are hoping two-thirds of the 1.2 million Chinese visitors who came to the island before the pandemic will return this year. The tourism ministry is planning to boost its marketing of Bali as a paradise destination. And businesses are hoping for better times ahead.
The impact is very significant because in our shop, 80% of the customers are Chinese, so this is big for us, especially after we closed down our shop for about 3 years.
On Monday, China also allowed cross-border travel to fully resume between the mainland and the special administrative regions of Hong Kong and Macau, changes that many hope will lead to the tourism industry in the region thriving once again. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.